Today from the Ohio Newsroom, bridging rural healthcare gaps.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Each year, the National Rural Health Association trains nearly 20 rural medical professionals with a vision for expanding healthcare access for small towns. This year, Ohio Northern University's own Emily Eddy is one of the national fellows. She's a pharmacy professor and leads the Rural and Underserved Scholars Program at ONU. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for your time today. Let's talk about the work that you're already doing at Ohio Northern in Hardin County. You founded a program specifically dedicated to training medical students to serve in rural areas. How would you say training someone to work in a small town is different than general healthcare training?
So they do the same thing that all of our pharmacy, and actually we have some nursing students in the program as well, do. But what's a little bit different is they learn how to identify a need, so how to do a needs assessment of a community, and then they design a project to meet that need and say, hey, this is a need my community has. How can I design something that would help improve their health? And then also, how do I research and know that it was effective? Like, how do I know that this was a good intervention? So they do get some experience in research.
Yeah, let's talk about the need that you hope to meet. What are your plans for this fellowship? What's your vision to increase healthcare access in rural Ohio?
My hope is to help expand pharmacist access specifically and primary care. I think we have a bunch of pharmacists who are ready to help meet some primary care shortages, go in and, you know, provide screenings if patients have diabetes. You know, we can help screen them, identify them, and then a lot of it is medication management, right? And who's better to help them with that than a pharmacist? So my goal is to help prove that model works and to expand it to other parts of Ohio, hopefully.
There are a lot of factors working against rural Ohio right now. Rural brain drain has been a consistent issue here. How can the healthcare profession combat those larger societal trends to get doctors where they need to be?
Part of why I think Ohio Northern is really situated well is that we tend to attract students from a more rural area, right? So we have talent in rural areas and we need to be able to train them in rural areas. So I think trying to provide really quality training in places that look like where we need people to practice.
214 pharmacies closed last year. Beyond training professionals in that field, what can Ohio do to ensure access to medications?
Yeah, this is a big problem and one we've felt really strongly in our small community of Ada. You know, we used to have a chain pharmacy that closed and now we're just a one small community pharmacy trying to meet the needs of a lot of places. I think there's several things at play here. One of them is to recognize the pharmacist as the providers that they are. So right now, part of the problem is I can only get paid, not me personally, but the pharmacy can only get reimbursed if I give you a medication, but I don't get any reimbursement if I sit down with you and talk to you about your diabetes and help get that better controlled. And so until there's a sustainable payment model, it's really hard for pharmacists to do the things that they're trained to do. So I think that's something we really need to work on as a profession and as a healthcare system, is to make sure that we're properly incentivizing those pharmacies and those pharmacists to meet the needs that we need.
That's Emily Eddy, Associate Professor of Pharmacy and one of the National Rural Health Association's 2026 fellows. Congratulations on the fellowship.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.